Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
RadioNetwork.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
It's a Latin Rhythm section bringing us back. 10 till. I'm Jim Blass. 7 till. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. Jim Blasingame, that's me. Welcome back. We're having a great visit with Ken Tinsler. Ken, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. CauseOfDisturbance.com, right, Ken?
That's it.
And find your books, Cause of Disturbance and the 90% Rule. Folks, we're talking about some of the challenges that that our students are going to have and in aligning their skills, their education, with what's going to be needed in the future. Ken, I'm just going to tell you one quick story, and then I want you to wrap it up for us. When I was a freshman in college, I remember advisors saying, "Become an accountant. We don't have enough accountants. We need more accountants." Well, I took accounting, a couple of accounting courses, and I didn't like it, so I didn't become an accountant. But 4 years later, my friends who did couldn't get a job because when I started college, they needed accountants. But when I graduated 4 years later, they did need accountants. So there was a disconnect, right, between what was going to come at them from the future. And that was a long time ago. Things have compressed a lot. It's not taking 4 years now, is it?
No, it's not. And I don't know that the skills that we need are applied in the same way that we used to. I think what we need to do is become open-minded, free thinkers, and that might be a lot harder than becoming an accountant. But
I guess
we can say we have to stop stifling that. I mean, the kids in the Zero to Startup program, they came up with something called Hydro Home, and they basically recognized that the amount of water that we use in a home, we're only utility companies how much we use.
Right.
So, again, these 12 to 17-year-olds created a sensor that measured the water by each appliance and uploaded it to a Google spreadsheet so you could tell who and where, and how or why water
right.
was being wasted.
Right.
And that's just free thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know anything about water flow or technology before this program. They were just presented, that idea.
They weren't saddled with a paradigm, were they?
No, they weren't. And they
my friend Joel Barker, Futures Joel Barker, does great works on the very topics you're talking about, similar to that, where he uses the paradigm approach to this.
Well, and this is why.
But Ken, if the teachers have the paradigms and they won't let the kids break out of that, then they're doomed, aren't they? We're doomed.
Well, I'm not sure we're doomed. I think that I always think that change is possible. I think it's coming. The fact that these after-school programs are taking off, that they exist, shows that there's a recognition, and recognition is that, that's where the snowball starts running downhill.
Right.
What I'd say to, tying this back to business, when I do my workshops, I love to bring in students or university students into programs with companies to get a little bit of reverse learning, to get a little bit of the millennial insight or this new insight into a company. So it's not just about educating 12 to 17-year-olds. It's about re-educating ourselves and allowing ourselves to open our minds to see things differently. And if we need a spark, then, frankly, bring some kids, some teens, some 20-year-olds into the room, and they will show you how to look at things from a different perspective.
You're talking about diversity in your organization, aren't you?
Well, absolutely, but diversity on a whole host of scales.
Right, not just a classic, oftentimes legal interpretation of diversity, but just diversity across the whole spectrum.
Right, age groups, backgrounds,
right.
Educational.
Surowiecki, James Surowiecki, in his crowdsourcing book talked about that.
Yeah.
About a lot of that. You know, you put five PhDs together, and they won't do as well as two PhD and three high school graduates will do.
Well, no, that's exactly it. And, you know, fresh minds beget fresh ideas. You just have to be open.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, good job today. Well done. Give us the website again, please.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
And the books, Cause of Disturbance and the 90% Rule, those are available still wherever books are sold?
Sure, on Amazon.com.
Right. So, hey, come back. Let's talk. There's more of this to talk about. There's some other reasons why we're having these issues, and let's just discuss these in the future.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Tenser, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.